Welcome to STC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published in February 2020. Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Monday's podcast. This week I'll pick the baton from Helen Ward, who did an amazing job last week, and we'll continue to make our way through Paul's letters. Today, Monday, brings us to the very end of Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 to 23. Today we'll focus on verses 14 to 15. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except only you. A thought for the day. As a parent, it feels like we're regularly facing an uphill battle to instill in our kids please and thank you. A few days after Christmas, we were in the city centre at a well-known department store. I was with our children, our youngest in the pushchair, so it meant that we were navigating a very crowded store full of very focused bargain hunters. Because it was so busy, and I was pushing a pushchair and herding two other kids, I was constantly stopping and starting, swerving, braking, and telling the kids to get out of the way of the shoppers. My irritation levels began to rise, but I knew it was an opportunity to model to our kids to say, please and thank you. One of the many times we waited to let shoppers clutching loads of bags get past us in these very crowded spaces, I said to my eldest, notice how many people don't say thank you. She noticed two things, because kids are very observant. Everyone was rushing, only a few slowed down enough to thank us for allowing them to pass by. The point wasn't to judge the stressed out shoppers, but highlight that saying thank you acknowledges people. It recognises that they've done something for you. Even if it's to allow someone to walk past you, there's something deeply honouring about saying thank you. As we conclude today the journey through Philippians, these final verses reveal Paul's heart on the subject of thanksgiving and gratitude. Paul thanks the Philippians for their phenomenal generosity, specifically their financial support, which far exceeds, according to him, any other support he's received on his missionary journeys to date. Paul sees, interestingly, that this financial contribution, more than money in the missionary coffers, he sees it as a partnership. It's him on the ground, it's him doing the battle, but the very fact that the Philippians have his back financially, he's encourages him so much as he views it as they are in it together. That's a really significant point. Financial support, or putting it another way, financial partnership, is a fundamental part of missionary work. And it can be tempting to think, well, I can only give. Well, to Paul, financial giving is an integral part of the work. To Paul, it's like you're shoulder to shoulder in the mission field. It's an understatement to say he's thankful. But these final few words, we see that his gratitude overflows in the form of honour. Now, if you've been around STC for a while, you'll have picked up that we place a value on thanksgiving, for good reason, because gratitude is a fruit of God's grace in our lives. Saying thank you, as Paul does here, is really powerful. Mick, our church leader, has taught on a lot about the power of saying thank you, and it's something I want to push further for just a moment. Thanksgiving, or saying thank you, acknowledges a person's actions. I'm not saying when we say cheers or thanks a lot, or we send a gif or emoji. I'm talking about when we stop, when we slow down, when we genuinely look someone in the eye, or take time to send a message and say, thank you for doing X. I am so grateful to you. And we tell them why. Saying thank you acknowledges other people's contributions. A habit of saying thank you reveals a heart of gratitude, which is honouring to God and to people. Only the other day I received an email, totally out of the blue and totally unexpected, from a man I'd helped in my previous church. I hadn't heard from him in probably 6 or 7 years. He just randomly got in touch, just simply to say thank you. He didn't need to do that. But he took the time to send me an email to update me on his spiritual journey and to thank me for my part in it. And do you know what? I was really blessed by it. I was so grateful. Saying thank you can change atmospheres. If your workplace is tricky and you're in a bit of a jam with your colleagues or your boss, one way of breaking that deadlock is to say thank you. I'm not talking about being sycophantic. That's not gratitude or honouring. That's something else. But thanksgiving is the genuine desire to acknowledge somebody, to honour them, to see them as God sees them. So who are the people today that we can say, do you know, I've been meaning to say this, or I really appreciate this, or thank you for your support. And then we say why. Perhaps it's sending a long text message, or maybe it's like going old school and sending an email, or even shock horror, dust off that pen and paper and write a letter. Seems to me, in a world of ever increasing entitlement, the call for believers and disciples is to break the flow, and we can do that by simply saying thank you. Because gratitude reveals the heart of God. Let's pray. Lord, let us be a people who are renowned for gratitude, Lord. To be people of thanksgiving. And Lord, I pray that you'll show us this day who we can honour. And Father, as we step into honour and embrace a heart of gratitude, Father, will we change atmospheres in our workplaces, honour those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Philippians 4, verses 14 to 23. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Aphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. My God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirits. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You were the word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name. So Jesus, you brought. kissed her.